Chapter 34.
What the hell happened out there?
Special Agent Randall Alpert's face was rigid and almost purple. He had been waiting for them in the hangar at Nellis when the helicopter landed. His political instincts had apparently told him not to go to the scene himself. At all costs, he had to be able to distance himself from the blowback that would rise from the explosion in the desert and possibly reach all the way to Washington. Rachel Walling and Sherry Dye stood in the huge hangar and braced for the onslaught. Rachel didn't answer his question because she thought it was only the opener on a tirade. She was reacting slowly, her head still a bit fuzzy from the blast.
Agent Walling, I asked you a question.
He had rigged the trailer, Sherry Dye said.
He knew she... I asked her, not you, Alpert barked. I want Agent Walling to tell me exactly why she could not follow orders and how this whole thing has gotten completely fucked up beyond recognition.
Rachel raised her hands, palms out, as if to signify there was not a damn thing she could have done about what happened out there in the desert. We were going to wait for the ERT, she said, as Agent Dye instructed. We were on the periphery of the location, and that's when we realized it smelled like there was a body in there. And then we thought maybe there could be someone alive in there, somebody hurt.
And how the hell did you get that idea simply because you smelled a dead body?
Bosch thought he heard something.
Oh, here we go. The old cry for help routine.
No, he did. But it was the wind, I guess. Out there it picks up. The windows were left open. It must have created a sound that he heard.
And what about you? Did you hear it?
No, I didn't.
Alpert looked at Dye and then back at Rachel. She could feel his eyes burning through her, but she knew it was a good story, and she wasn't going to blink. She and Bosch had worked it out. Bosch was beyond Alpert's reach. If she was acting on Bosch's alarm, she could not be faulted either. Alpert could rant and rave, but could do nothing more than that.